Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Alexander, what were you doing when you heard the news that you were drafted? And I assume you're in KHL training camp now. How's everything going for you in hockey at the moment?
Когда ты слышал свое имя, как ты чувствовал, и сейчас как ты с кем ты тренируешь? Можешь чуть-чуть поговорить, что делаешь?
Ну, я очень обрадовался, понятно. Поздравили родители, маму с папой.
Вот. He said he was real happy, and he shared that information with mom and dad, so it was really special. Скажи, сейчас современно, как ты, где тренируешься, современно, что делаешь?
Сейчас провожу сборы с командой ВХЛ «Динамо». Две тренировки, зал идет.
So currently he's with the senior VHL team, which is a second division, which is like a farm team. And, you know, they're in a full training already for 3 weeks.
Добрый вечер, Александр. У меня вопрос. Насколько я понимаю, ваш контракт с «Динамо» действует до 2022 года. И есть ли у вас же какие-то планы на будущее? И, может быть, вы уже готовы переехать через океан через год?
The question was, asked that Alex's contract runs out after 22 season. So what would his idea of a further path be?
Да, я готов как бы переехать. Разговаривал с агентом, и он сказал, что он сейчас ведет вот связь с руководством по поводу этого. Но пока еще ничего мне не ответил на этот вопрос.
Alex was able to contact his agent, and they're in talks with the team management. But right now he's prepared to fulfill his contract and ready to join the league when he's allowed to come over.
И у меня еще один вопрос в связи с этим. Что вы знаете об Buffalo Sabres? И, может быть, вы слышали, что сейчас в клубе идет перестройка, и видите ли вы себя ее часть?
And the question to Alex was that, what is his feeling, to be picked by Buffalo and the situation where the team is in a sort of a rebuild, and what are his chances?
Ну, я слышал, что сейчас делается акцент на русских и чешских молодых игроков. Вот с этим я знаком. Два раза был в Buffalo. Еще в детстве ездили на турнир с командой, тоже с Динамо. Жили в семьях там. Один раз были на матче Buffalo с Детройтом.
It's interesting, Alex. Watched the team quite closely. He's aware of the rebuild and knows about the players who are there. Understands that there was quite a few Russian players picked, but Alex was in early days twice in Buffalo, and once he was actually able to see the NHL game when he was young. So great experience for him.
Why were you in Buffalo? Was it for a hockey tournament, or did you remember anything about your visit? And just can you describe your style as a player? I mean, you obviously score a lot. Jerry Fortin said you're a playmaker and a scorer equally. Could you just kind of just describe the way you play?
Alex, первый вопрос. Когда ты был в Buffalo, что там, каким турнире, за какую ты команду ты играл?
За Динамо. Также.
В каком году?
Точно не помню, но это было лет 5-6 назад.
He said he doesn't know exactly, but it was about 5 or 6 years ago when he was there for the hockey tournament where he represented Dynamo Moscow. And, they were assigned to a family, so they stayed with the families, and they were billeted It was a good experience. Алекс, можно здесь человеком сказать, какой ты игрок, как ты играешь, очка набираешь, это все видно, но какой ты игрок?
Ну, как бы что-то смешанное, нет прям такого определения. Как бы я люблю играть красиво, чтобы там, и, ну, вижу возможность отдать на пустые, то я отдам пас, как бы. Если, как бы, возможность забить у меня, то я забью. Вот.
Alex likes to play a creative offensive game. He thinks he has a good sense of know where his linemen are and make a right decision when to pass and when to score. Obviously, it's a big part of the game of his, so that's about it.
Hi, Alex. How much have you talked to Prokhor Poltepov and Nikita Novikov in the last few days, and what have those conversations been like?
Alex, у тебя была возможность после драфта говорить с Прохором и Никитом о Баффало?
Ну, с Прохором я поздравил сразу, как увидел на трансляции. Uh-huh. Он ушел 33-м, я ушел 53-м, потом как бы он меня поздравил, uh-huh. Написал мне «Поздравляю, партнер». А Никита сейчас находится в первой команде, и возможности с ним не было, но скоро он приедет, и пообщаемся с ним на тему.
Well, he said it was quite pleasant. He saw when Prokhor was picked, you know, at 32, and then he congratulated him, and then when he when Alex was picked 53, he got a congratulations right back. So, you know, they stayed right on top of each other there. Quite close. He didn't have a chance to talk to Nikita because he's in the training with KHL on their way. But once you know he gets that opportunity, you know, they'll certainly talk about it.
What allowed you to have success in the playoffs last season, and what did that do for your confidence? But being able to cap off your year in that fashion.
Алекс, скажи, какая разница у тебя была на прошлом сезоне, этом сезоне? Ты очень забывал, и потом в плей-оффе очень здорово играл. Скажи, какое было настроение твое и команды?
С прошлым сезоном сравнить?
Да, но у тебя были успехи. Что ты думаешь, почему таких успехов у тебя было?
Ну, возможно, я бы добился этих успехов еще и в первом своем сезоне, но в середине сезона я получил травму и пропустил всю вторую половину сезона вместе с плей-офф. Mm-hmm. Вот. Нормально вошел только уже к следующему сезону.
Well, he said that they had a good team. The difference between this year and last year was that you know he would probably have the same success, but an injury slowed him down at the end, and then he wasn't able to compete at the playoffs. But you know he has a confidence in his ability to produce offense.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.